Jacksonville's new budget goes into effect Monday, October 1st. As Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton tells us, the priorities in this spending plan are public safety and economic development downtown. That's this week's Business Brief. David, where are we seeing the biggest increase in spending this year?
Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is getting a $30 million bump from the previous year. Their budget is the highest among city departments at $439 million, give or take. Some will argue that increased spending at JSO is not effectively helping curb violent crime in the city. Although they are adding more police officers and putting in some new technology, they will tell you that this extra funding is justified. We're also seeing more money for economic development. The Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department is getting $17 million more than they got last year as they try frantically to build more and more fire stations around Duval County. And then you're also seeing more city departments like Public Works and the Parks and Recreation Department getting a slight boost in funding this year.
What does economic development look like in this year's budget?
Well, part of that spending is going to be the $25 million that the city has earmarked to remove these exit ramps attached to the Hartbridge Expressway. The city is justifying that funding because they say it will have a positive impact on the Talleyrand Port area. It's also going to have a positive impact on whatever, you know, mixed-use plan Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, wants to pursue here at the shipyards in Metropolitan Park. They've said that those ramps really hinder the full scope of their project. Also, we're seeing the Downtown Investment Authority get two new positions. They're getting $2.5 million in their Downtown Economic Fund to help spur some of these projects, not just the big ones, but some of these other small projects that are in the pipeline, retrofitting some historic buildings, more hotels, office space, that sort of thing. So there is a focus on that. And there's also a focus on addressing some of the road issues in the city, making sure sidewalks are ADA compliant. All of those things, I think, have an impact on businesses, especially who want to relocate downtown or want their employees to live and work nearby.
Now, this budget, when it was passed in late September, passed relatively easily through the process. It was a kind of painless council discussion. Why was that?
Well, last year what you saw was, you know, a more contentious battle. You had members on the City Council Finance Committee, and that's the committee that really overviews this budget. They go line by line and mark everything off. Last year you had more of the critics of the mayor on that board. This year, with a Republican, Aaron Bowman, being the City Council President, he put more of his allies on that Finance Committee. And while there was, you know, some nitpicking here or there, it was really uneventful. Even Tuesday night, when they introduced a couple of floor amendments and some extra spending here and there, there really wasn't all that much infighting, which is not common with these budget discussions, especially if you remember when Alvin Brown was mayor, there was some headbutting at the time.
I noticed one of those last-minute amendments was to make an upgrade to the city council chamber. What was that about?
Yeah, there's some technology upgrades that need to happen. Sometimes, you know, us as reporters, we have to watch these broadcasts, and, you know, they're not always great. So I think this is going to go for some technology in there, and there's also some minor upgrades that need to happen. This was part of the money that they just sort of found after they go through every department. And I think in total, it was over $1 million of extra enhancements that they were able to fund. Some of them are going to be grants. Some are going to be new positions at the city. And some are going to be upgrades to our wonderful city hall.
That could potentially be helpful as far as accessibility for the public to be able to watch these meetings if they can't make it down to city hall, right?
Yeah, you can always watch it online or you can watch it on TV as well, which is important.
It's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. This is the WJCT Business Brief.